Former Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, thank you so much for talking with me today. There's a lot going on when it comes to issues of intelligence. Susan Rice, your former colleague under the Obama administration, the former National Security Advisor, is now in the spotlight over issues of unmasking and alleged leaking. Mr. Secretary, could you talk to me about how important intelligence is when it comes to protecting the country and serving the President of the United States?
Well, first of all, April, intelligence, when you're in national security, is your guiding light. It's your flashlight. Every morning when I came to work as Secretary of Homeland Security, the first thing I would look at sitting on my desk was my intelligence book, my daily intelligence brief, before I even got to the newspapers. And the most important part of my day was going through the daily intelligence, then maybe an hour or two later, sitting down with the intelligence experts on my staff to walk through the book, to talk to me about things, to surface issues. And so it really is your guiding light for how we go about the job in national security. That's true whether you're Secretary of Homeland Security, Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, or the President, most importantly. So the intelligence community and the products they generate are crucial.
So when you talk about how crucial it is, according to Susan Rice in her interview with Andrea Mitchell yesterday, she said from August to the end of the administration, the administration was hearing more and more about the influence of Russia in the 2016 campaign. Could you...
That's absolutely true. And the Director of National Intelligence and I, on October 7th, put out a public statement about what we were seeing in terms of the Russian government's efforts to interfere with our political process. We thought it was vital that we get that information to the American public and we get it to them in advance of the election. And so we were very concerned about what we saw, and we wanted the public to know about it. And as you know, April, the president ordered a review in January so that we could tell the public more about what we saw, principally because he was concerned about the future and preventing something like this from happening again. Now, insofar as what Susan talked about with Andrea Mitchell yesterday, I'm not familiar with the specific incident that has been discussed. I do know that unmasking, so-called unmasking, is a fairly common, or not uncommon, thing in the intelligence community, in national security. There are protocols for doing so, and there are valid reasons why we want to know the identity of somebody that we see in intelligence for, as Susan explained, full context, full picture. And I know Susan to be a person of integrity who wants to get to the right answers. She has said she has never leaked anything, and certainly not in this case. And so I'm fairly confident that what she did, whatever she did, she had a perfectly valid national security-related reason for doing so.
What can you tell us that you were getting when it came to Russia and the interference or influence on this election?
Well, a lot of it is actually out there already in public view. Jim Clapper and I, on October 7th, put out a public statement about what we were seeing, and it was in pretty blunt terms, uncommon, frankly, for the intelligence community. We were very direct in saying that we see the Russian government attempting to interfere with the U.S. political process, and this is something that could not have been done without the direction of those at the highest level of the Russian government. I'm paraphrasing a bit here, but we were fairly direct, and we were very concerned about what we were seeing, which is why we wanted to have that information out there in advance of the November election. Now, as you'll recall, Friday, October 7th, the day we put this statement out, also happened to be the same day that the Access Hollywood video came out. And so a lot of attention got consumed by that video, and our statement was below the fold news that day. It didn't get as much attention as perhaps it should have, and it was in December that all of a sudden the what the Russians did got a lot more attention. But I think it's vital to remember that we were very concerned about what we were seeing, and we put it out there in October.
What, if any, impact does this have on the future if there is found to be Russian involvement? And if not, is it all for naught?
I do not think it was all for naught. I think that there are lessons learned. I think there are lessons learned in the private sector about the importance of cybersecurity. I think there are lessons learned internationally among all governments insofar as the capabilities of nation-state actors to intrude upon a political process through cyber attacks, through exfiltrations of information. And that principally was the reason why the president wanted us to do this review in January, so that something like this doesn't happen on an ongoing basis. I think we were fortunate in that, as I've said many times, we did not see any efforts to alter ballot counts leading up to the election or on election day. But the Russian government very definitely interfered in our political process to some extent, and we've said that publicly.
And when it comes to issues of national security, there's another issue in the news today. Steve Bannon, who was a civilian before he came to the White House, very successful, wealthy civilian, had a portfolio once he came to the White House as part of the National Security Council. He's now out. What does that mean?
I don't know what to make of that, frankly. I don't know what to make. I did not know what to make of his inclusion on the National Security Council, and I don't know what to make of today's announcement. I am not going to meetings in the Situation Room anymore, April. Don't know the current players, except for my.
But do you think it's
Kelly.
A? Do you think it's a? Do you think? Well, you know John Kelly, you say.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And the current head, correct?
The current Secretary of Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So with that, though, for Bannon to even be considered, did that raise an eyebrow with you, especially as the stakes are so high with the Middle East, with Russia, with every part of the world really in play almost right now?
I can speak from experience, and the membership of the National Security Council is very important. It is important to have a cross-section of those involved in the national security apparatus of our government. And during President Obama's time, I think that he and the White House staff and the National Security Council were very careful not to allow political influences to enter the Situation Room. Can't comment on the current administration and the players in the current administration. I do know that in the Obama administration, we were very careful to keep politics out of the Situation Room, and I think that that's the right approach to national security.
And again, tell me who you know currently in national security.
Currently in national security, my successor, of course, John Kelly. He was the military assistant to the Secretary of Defense when I was the general counsel of the Department of Defense. And so I know Secretary Kelly quite well. Let me say one more thing, April, which is I think that this latest issue with Ambassador Rice is an attempt by some to deflect from the larger issues that are at play here. We know from the intelligence community that the Russian government attempted to interfere with the U.S. political process. Now there is an investigation, which Director Comey disclosed, of the extent to which there was contacts between the Russian government or instruments of the Russian government and the Trump campaign and people affiliated with the Trump campaign. And I think it's vital that we get to the bottom of this and do it as quickly as possible and get it behind us. It is the case that there are problems in this country that need to be addressed by the next president on behalf of the American people. We all know that things that can be done to improve Obamacare. The Democrats made an outreach to the Republican caucus in the House to work with them on a bipartisan basis to improve Obamacare. That's something that needs to get done. A comprehensive immigration reform needs to get done. Passing a budget for the U.S. government needs to get done. And the issue of Russia is a huge distraction. It's consuming a lot of energy, and we need to get this behind us. If I were president, I'd want to get to the bottom of this and move beyond it. And there's a pending investigation. My advice to President Trump, to the extent he listens to me, is get this behind you. Make a public statement in support of the investigation. Say we will go wherever the evidence leads and instruct your White House staff to cooperate. Request that all those affiliated with your campaign cooperate so that we can get to the bottom of this and move on. My concern right now is that because this is so prolonged, it is consuming so much energy, and there are issues that need to be addressed in this country.
Hmm. And lastly, you are now a civilian, and in your civilian role, even before you became someone of note in DOD or in any White House, you were a young man who was a student at one of the HBCUs, Morehouse College. And you have sent a letter to the Board of Trustees, and HBCUs right now are in the midst of the spotlight, I guess you would say. This White House is looking at trying to save them. You said you were talking about things are bad at Morehouse, and we're hearing also that some things are happening at Bennett College. Bennett College needs $4.5 million by June to keep its doors open. Talk to me about what's happening at Morehouse, and being an esteemed alum of Morehouse, what are you hoping that the board will do to fix any situation that's on the horizon?
Like everybody who goes to Morehouse College and who graduates from Morehouse College, I love Morehouse College. Morehouse is the reason I've been able to accomplish so much since I left there in 1979. And Morehouse is special. Morehouse is unique. It occupies a special place in the African American community to educate African American men. And it is crucial that Morehouse College survive and continue to thrive. A number of us in the faculty, in the alumni, and in the student body are concerned about the direction the school is taking. 5 years ago, the board did a smart thing. They hired John Wilson. John Wilson, in my opinion, is the most qualified person on earth to lead Morehouse College. He's got the energy, he's got the experience, he's got the talent, he's got the heart. And for reasons that are inexplicable, the board decided not to renew his contract, and now they have to go search for a third president in 10 years. That is not a good thing. And so I and a number of others are very concerned about that, and we want to get this board's attention to let them know about the depths of our concern. Right now, the student body of Morehouse feels they do not have a voice. And so I and Spike Lee and Samuel L. Jackson decided to put pen to paper and issue that statement to the board, and hopefully we got their attention.
Wow. Well, if you get their attention, what's next? And if you didn't get the attention, what do you think is going to happen?
I think that just what we said in the letter, I think that because things are getting so bad and because the school is drowning in acrimony, the board itself needs to self-evaluate. They need to look in the mirror and say, are we part of the problem or are we part of the solution in their current composition? And I'm hoping that they will do that at the Board of Trustees meeting that's coming up at the end of the week.
Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
April, just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a terrific job in Washington. I'm glad I'm not in Washington anymore, but I sleep better knowing that you are there on the front lines.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You take care now. Thanks.
Thank you, April.